Yeah, we both were sitting here like, who gonna say what? Who's gonna do the introduction?
Damn.
But what's up, y'all?
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank y'all so much for listening. Y'all don't even know how much I appreciate it. Every time we like somebody else be like, hey, I listened and I loved it, I'll be texting Mark like, oh my gosh, this person said this.
And I'll be screenshotting shit like, Robbie, look what somebody said.
I love it. Keep it coming, y'all. Okay, we have myself here, Mona Fee.
And this is Marco. What's up, what's up?
What's up, what's up?
What's up with you?
Okay. It's a nice Sunday. It's about to thunder.
It's about to rain.
Thunderstorm out, so.
Right.
Y'all just may hear it. You know, we do the podcast on a patio because it's a vibe.
We like talking shit outside and just chilling and shit.
How you been? How was your week?
My week was great. I don't like closing at work, but, I mean, it's all right. I went past it. It was cool. How was your week?
You know, it was tough. Like, my body was exhausted. Like, I wanted to go to sleep early every day. I was so tired. I really had to push through. Right. Y'all know I'm in school, so I had to push through with homework and stuff because I was getting sleepy and tired all the time. And then, you know, my mood was just a little down. That happens sometimes.
This week has been tiring, though. I have been tired. Like, that closing shit ain't for me. You know,
that's why we need this podcast to blow up, because I'm tired of fucking working.
Shit, for real.
But let's get right up into it.
Yeah, let's talk about some shit.
So what's hot
and what's not?
Okay, so I was looking at what was trending online, right? And so people were really interested, and me, because you know how I am.
Thirsty ass.
So the rapper YFN Lucci, he is dating Regine. Mm-hmm. She's like 9 or 10 years younger than him. She's like 20.
Are they still in that show, the hip-hop, growing up hip-hop shit?
I don't know. I don't think she's on there anymore. Oh. Mm-hmm. But he's like 29 or 30. She's like 19 or 20. And she's Lil Wayne's daughter, right? So there is a viral video going around. If you all haven't seen it, you should probably look it up. But it's this real pretty light-skinned girl sucking on a cucumber. Now, I don't know why people was online sucking on a cucumber, but I did take some notes.
No, but that's the real shit, though.
I'm like, okay, so next time I'm going to do... No, but yeah, so it was a good video. Right. I don't know why she would do that, but whatever, you know?
Attention.
Yeah.
Right.
Trying to bag her rapper.
Right.
Anyway, so with that being said, YFN Lucci commented under the video with an upside down smiley face. And so, Regine, his girlfriend, she replied to the comment like, you a goofy.
Oh.
Yeah. So then he gets on Twitter and he's like, what would have been worse, me commenting or me jumping in her DMs? He asked that question.
Right.
And people like, are you fucking stupid? So, my question is, number one, if you are in a relationship, do you feel it's appropriate to be commenting on strangers or even exes or anybody like that?
Not pictures? At all. Like, for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, for what? That's what fuck boys do. You know what I'm saying? Them fuck niggas, that's exactly what they do. They don't give a fuck. They think like, oh... It's only a fucking comment. It's not in the DM. Nigga, what the fuck?
But what if you know them? So, like...
No, if you know the girl, if you know the other party.
If you know the other party. So, let's say, I don't know, you in a relationship with a dude, and you and him both know this other dude, and you comment on a picture just like, that's what's up, bro, or looking nice.
That's cool. You see, that's people who's insecure.
Okay. You know, so we all know the person.
Right.
Then
if we know the person, it's cool. It's but okay if you just comment. Randomly just commenting like
on strangers' me, pictures,
it's flirting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're showing some type of interest in whatever the fuck that other person got going on.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that shit should just not be.
You know what? I don't like it at all either, because what, like you said, what for? Like, you're bringing attention to yourself, especially if you a popular social media personality or especially rapper or just somebody that's known. People gonna automatically look and be like, oh, why is he in a relationship giving this other person attention?
Right.
Now, if you like the picture, who cares? That's what Instagram is for.
I mean,
But look, comments, that's a whole nother.
At the end of the day, a like in that type of situation, it would still be disrespectful.
Wait, he can't even like it?
It would be disrespectful.
It was a great video. Why can't he like it?
Oh, because he wants her to suck his dick too? Like that? Right.
Or he wants his girl to do it.
That's disrespectful. No.
A like? A like.
No. It's inappropriate. It's still something I cannot.
Is insecurities right there. Look, a like.
At the end of the, it's not cool, but for what though? For what?
It looks good. That is what Instagram is for. You are looking at pictures and videos all day.
I don't agree. You know what I'm saying? You should not be showing no type of interest entertaining that shit at all. Especially for me to be able to see that shit too. And what you saying? My head game ain't good, nigga.
I mean, she is 19. It can't be that good.
You know what? That baby girl needs a little bit more experience. But you know, whatever.
But, right. Yeah, I don't mind the like.
I think this whole situation probably did, even though I don't give two fucks about Regine.
I don't care about them either, but resume. Just the subject at hand.
Resume.
You know what? Resume got more money than me at 19, so I'm going to shut up.
I don't give a fuck. I would still talk my shit.
Yeah, but, no, I was just thinking about it, like, people being really breaking up over comments and likes and stuff, and so, in this instant, like, what would you think is appropriate in your relationship whenever you get in one? So, that was it. I just remember one time when I was in a relationship, and my nigga fucking commented on this girl picture. The likes, like I said, I never tripped over no likes. Right. That's what it's for. Even though he didn't like when I used to like people sharing. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
Anyways, he commented on his girl picture with some heart eyes. And when I tell you the shit, the girl was so ugly. And I'm not hating. You know I'm not a hater. I was just like, I can't be his type. And if I am his type, he think I'm ugly. And then now I feel bad and I can't fuck with him.
My situation like that was when my ex had commented, no, some dude had commented on my ex, you know, shit like, oh, like good pic, sexy pic or whatever. My ex had said thank you or whatever. So my point at that shit is like, what, did the conversation transition to the DMs or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't like that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a fuck, comment, like or whatever, because the boy did like it too. So...
Then maybe people who are insecure in relationships should either just not be on social media or they shouldn't follow each other. That way you don't see what the next person has going on.
I understand that. Right.
I don't mind following whoever if I'm messing with you because I have nothing to hide. Whatever you see.
I get that.
Like, first of all, you should not. Whatever is happening, first of all, you should not be tripping over it. That's number one, because if I'm messing with you, I'm going to be loyal, right?
Right.
And then if you are tripping over it, you too insecure for me. And I can't fuck with
it. Yeah, it's like that?
Yeah, stuff like that is ridiculous. But I know a couple who got off of social media just to resist temptation.
Oh, for real? Well, I know a couple who literally... got off of social media just because of that whole back and forth. Oh, you liking this person? Who is this and who is that? So they literally decided that we're just not going to do the whole social media shit. So, I mean, it's commendable. And they have never gone back. So I definitely understand that.
I like social media. And I should not have to give up what I like just because you insecure. I'm not fucking with
you. You just thirsty, though.
I'm not thirsty. But it's a part of the world. Like,
I get it.
That don't make sense. Anyways, did you know today is World Pride Day?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I'm gay.
Lil Nas, the boy who sings Old Town Road, he came out today as being gay.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's Woo-hoo. Up.
I think that's important, especially for, like, younger black men who aren't secure with themselves yet. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good to see somebody in media or the music world just doing their thing and being successful, being who they are.
But the only thing that I don't like about that like the whole thing when it's like that, is just the whole thing when it's like the minute it's a black person, do you understand that? Like the minute when it's a black person and it's like, why is it such a big thing that a black man is being gay and completely broadcast is you know first news on social media. It's the first thing, the shade room. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't get that shit. But
I'm pretty sure it comes out about white people too. We just don't be on their website.
No. They don't make it a situation. They don't make it like it's a big thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they do. We just don't pay attention to it because that's not.
I don't think so.
The people we care about.
So. The minute it's a black person, it's like, bitch, CNN reporting that shit.
I mean, he's the number one artist right now.
Right.
Probably. Of course, it's going to be big news, right? He's front and center.
I get it.
And you know what? I'm not going to lie. Like, people used to be like, oh, you a faggot lover and shit like that. And mm-hmm. why you like gay people so much. And I was just like, what made me start really fucking with gay people is that they are authentic. And
not all of them.
Of course not, but just the fact that you can walk around in this world being who you are, knowing that you are hated for your mere existence and just for being you, like, I really admire that.
Right.
Because a lot of people just are not comfortable with themselves. Even if you straight or whatever, right. people don't know how to be themselves.
It's definitely good to see when a black person is able to come out and a successful one to make it comfortable for everybody else, because I know how it was back in the day, you know what I'm saying, trying to be the whole DL shit and whatever, trying to be something I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the whole trying to change it up for somebody else, trying to act different for someone, you know, that shit wasn't cool, you know what I'm saying? So, growing up,
mm-hmm.
just accepting who you are, so I guess that's the reason why it's celebrated when it's, you know, like, for pride, like, be happy, just be happy for who you are. And shit.
Right. So, woohoo. Did they come have a through. Parade today or something?
They did. They had one. They had one in San Francisco. They had one in New York at Stonewall because that whole Stonewall, you know, riot shit.
Yeah.
So, yep.
All right. What's next? What's next on the docket? I really want to talk about the black woman in Alabama who was arrested for a misdemeanor because she got shot in the stomach and her baby passed away. And she's been charged with a misdemeanor for killing her child because she got in a fight and the woman shot her in the stomach. So the rationale behind it was that
you initiate
the fight. You put the baby in harm's way, now the baby is dead because of you.
Now, how do you feel about that?
What part?
Like, the whole situation.
The whole situation is cruel and unusual punishment. Like,
what?
It makes me hate the system even more and the people who put these policies into place. Because, okay, I understand she definitely shouldn't have been trying to fight anybody while she was pregnant, but I'm pretty sure she didn't expect to get shot. I'm pretty sure she probably didn't even think the person would really hit her while she's pregnant,
okay,
right?
Okay, but you decide to still put yourself situation, though?
The situation happened.
But you literally decided, like, you knew you had some type of animosity. You knew you was carrying a child. You had some type of issue with this person, some type of quarrel, whatever.
Baby
bullshit.
Daddy drama.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, the fact that you decided, knowing that you had a child,
mm-hmm.
knowing that you are carrying another life. You know what I'm saying? You completely disregard that situation for a moment to have a fucking moment with this person, knowing that y'all had an issue. Of course, anything would have transpired. The fact that you put yourself in that situation, at the end of the day, you will be responsible for whatever happened. Period.
Because the
it's
baby,
not fair.
No.
Okay, so why?
Listen.
Okay,
she's already got to have to live with the
okay,
guilt
but
of your baby dying.
Okay.
Then you're going to have to deal with the medical issues from being shot.
That is your punishment. Now you will
that's
have
your punishment.
You will, no, you will have
now
time.
Now you want to go to jail too?
Go to jail to atone for what the fuck you just did. There was no point for that child to be in danger at that moment. Like, for what? Are you kidding me? Like, you're really upset about, is she fucking your nigga at the time? At this point, if that nigga's over there fucking that bitch, you still got a child, you got, you know what I'm saying? So whatever animosity that you got harboring, think about that child first. And the fact that you didn't, whatever happens is your fault. You can't blame nobody else. You can't blame the system for how its policies is driven. Like, you put yourself in that situation. You deal with that shit.
I also don't think she knew that she can go to jail for that either.
No, what it is that she thought somebody was going to have sympathy for her ass for her being pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
Shit.
It's like, you right? You know what I'm saying? She should not have put herself in that That's situation. It. But I still feel like it's cruel and unusual punishment, especially coming out of Alabama when they have basically outlawed abortion no matter if you're raped or if it's incest.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's just like oranges, Alabama is doing no.
And oranges.
Alabama want to punish
women. I understand
women.
That. But listen. At the end of the day,
at
you're
any
talking
cost,
about
especially some... black women. I don't even think that would happen if that was a white woman. I don't.
Come on. You see, now you're bringing up. Like, at the end
but
of the day,
true.
She put herself in that situation, and that's it. She's responsible. She was an adult. She wasn't no child. She wasn't no kid. She wasn't no somebody who doesn't know right from wrong. You knew what's up. You knew there could have been, like, you're about to have a physical altercation with somebody. Yeah, probably. You probably wouldn't have got shot, but your ass probably would still get your ass beat. You know what I'm saying? And that child would have still been in danger. So at the end of the day, whatever outcome, if the child didn't never died and had some type of birth defect and whatever, it would have been the mama's fault.
She wouldn't have went to jail for it.
Child,
right? If they would have been fighting and she would not have gotten shot, the police probably would have let it go like, oh, just two ghetto bitches fighting.
I'm not, look. I said what I said. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but now y'all care so much about a fetus. I don't even think it's that. I think they just trying to make an example out of her.
Hey.
Cruel and unusual punishment. I can't stand these laws. Did you watch the Democratic debate?
Oh, you know I did. You know I did.
I couldn't watch it. I was studying both nights.
But, I mean, for me... The first debate, to me, was really about policy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I felt like, you know, Elizabeth Warren came out on top because she was definitely the leading candidate.
Wait, this was the night when Cory Booker and Beto O'Rourke was, like, speaking
Spanish and whatever. That shit was uncomfortable for me to watch. Like...
I wish I spoke Spanish to know, like, okay, is they saying it right? Are they
no,
making sense?
No, it was really...
The Spanish people on Twitter was like, no, these people, like...
It's not good?
Yeah, they said, like, what they were saying was a whole bunch of nothing. They just want to show how to make
they
can
that.
Speak Spanish.
But, no, but that's funny as shit. When I was watching, I was like, yo, like, you guys are trying so hard to appeal to so many Democrats. Like, relax, you'll have time for that. You know what I'm saying? Just relax.
Mm-hmm.
But to make yourself look stupid as fuck, like, you look dumb, nigga. Like, this shit was annoying as fuck. But I will say, the main person on that stage that night I couldn't stand was Amy Klobuchar. Like,
okay.
I cannot stand
Who
this.
Is she? What does she stand for
okay.
and why you can't stand
her? I cannot stand this bitch because, and ironically, this season, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm literally going to pay attention to each candidate. You know what I'm saying? Whoever's going to say that, you know, they're announcing, you know, their candidacy, I'm like, okay, I'm there. I want to see how they do it, what they say, whatever. So I watched her shit the first time. I'm like, okay, you know, she seems cool, whatever, but I can still see there's no fire in her, though. You know what I'm saying? You can tell you don't see no fire in that shit. So then I'm waiting. I'm like, okay, so then she had her first town hall. Then when I seen that shit, and she's over here talking about, oh, she's not the one, like, she's not going to promise, you know, free healthcare for all. She's not going to, you know, she won't be able to promise that. She's like, I'm not going to be able to say, like, you know, we're going to make college, you know, debt free and this and that. I'm not going to be able to say that. I'm, you know, and as far as, you know.
It don't sound like she for the people.
You know what I'm saying? She was like, oh, all the student loans right now, what are we going to do? We're going to, you know. They'll be able to, like, some type of plan where they could pay less and all this bullshit. And I'm like, okay, first of all, who the fuck you representing? Because you're not representing me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not representing me because at the end of the day, what you mean, you know, no healthcare for all? What you mean ain't no college, like, no debt-free college, whatever? At this point, so what you here talking about?
So that's why you hate her?
You know what I'm saying? No, it's not even about that. It's, okay... Understand where we are in a political environment right now, okay? Right now, the real shit is on a progressive movement. And if you guys don't understand what that means, is we are coming for the establishment. Period. You know what I'm saying? We're coming for the people that are making it tougher for us to, the others to live. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's where the movement is right now. Why can't we have Medicare for all? You know what I'm saying? Like, we are the richest country. Like, why not be able to...
Especially when it's been successful,
you know, for other... In Europe. Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have the means. Yeah. Just figure out a way to do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not with Amy Klobuchar talking about, oh, you know, it's just to this... Bitch, at this point, we have nothing to talk about.
Exit stage left.
You know, like done. You know? Mm-hmm. So, in this debate, it was just annoying the fuck out of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's just a complete moderate. And another thing about moderate Democrats, please, everybody understand what I'm saying. When it comes to moderate Democrats, they're just like the Republicans. You know what I'm saying? They're equivalent to...
They don't stand for much. They just ain't trying to make no noise.
They're trying to get back. Right. They stay in the middle to the point they please the right and please the left. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's everybody... Who's the others that are hurting at the end of the day? You know what I'm saying? Like the big banks, you know what I'm saying? Like the insurance company, the pharmaceutical companies, all these motherfuckers are paying these Washington niggas, these senators and these representatives to pay them, like, yo, don't pass this part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Period. So then I'm over here, like, just the other day, I fucking get a motherfucking raise, but then I'm finding out that my insurance is increasing. So I'm paying more money for an insurance I could barely use for
you didn't get a raise.
You know what I'm saying? Like $5,000 for a deductible. Like, bitch, then what the fuck am I going to go? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of bullshit is
you
that?
You better start making your oils and ointments.
I'm just saying, like, that shit don't make no sense. So these motherfuckers out here, like, literally sitting here taking advantage of people. Oh, now I gotta pay all this money before y'all pay at 80%. Mm-hmm. So I might as well not have insurance, right? I've been waiting to go to the dentist for like a couple of months, nigga, because I can't afford to fucking go and get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't make no sense. All these bills, and then you have these motherfucking bill collectors calling you. Like, bitch, what the fuck you calling me for?
I ain't got it.
Shit, I don't have it right now. So what you calling me right now?
Well, I'm grateful I don't have those calls. I just try to
pay. No, like, they call me, you know, Mark, and I'm like, hello. Like, you know, like, wait.
Yo.
I'm like, hello, and it's, this is a call to collect his debt. And I'm like, click, you know. Then they'll start calling me on some other shit, like.
Do they curse you out?
No, and then they're like, oh, hey, Mark, this and this and that, whatever. I'm like, okay. And you're like, oh. Well, you have this and this and that. I was like, listen to me, okay? Listen to me.
What did he say?
I'm like, look, I was like, don't call my phone no more. I was like, I understand. I owe you. You will get the money when I can. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day.
You told him that?
Yeah, like, you will get it when I can. Like, calling me, harassing my phone is not going to expedite me getting your money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have it. So what you want me to do?
Right.
Oh, well, sir, we can start you off with a repayment plan. Nigga, I got other repayment plans already lined up. I can't do this shit.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, let me tell you something. Do not call this phone anymore. You guys will get the payment when I can. Oh, that's it. So it's just like all this bullshit that we're dealing with.
Right. And then, Meanwhile, y'all giving tax cuts to corporations who don't need them. Which is basically, y'all bailing them out.
Right.
But meanwhile, we're asking for our student loans to be cut down for free healthcare. And y'all like, we don't have no money for that. But we found somebody to get other people. We can't do that.
Y'all can. Just figure it out. That's it.
Y'all figured out how to get a tax cut.
Right. So all these niggas and whatever. So my thing is, when Elizabeth Warren speaks, y'all niggas better listen. When she
got a plan for everything.
She has a plan for everything. So when she talks and when she speaks, when I tell you, like, she is that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I support her 100%. And then
So what about Kamala?
Okay, so on the other debate, I feel like this one was a little bit better than the first one. I will have to say it was definitely juicier. It was definitely heated. It was going back and forth. But about Kamala, let me tell you about her. She's playing. as if she's a progressive, okay? Like, please understand what I'm saying when you look at this, when you look at this woman. Right now, the reason why she decided, oh, that little girl was me, right now what she's doing...
But
she,
it was, that was true. And what
okay,
we said...
And it's okay.
So what happened was, you all, Camilla was in the second class of her elementary or high school. Don't get me wrong, but whatever school it was, right, it was back when black people was trying to get integrated into white schools. And so, of course... they had to bus to some of these schools. And so whatever school she went to, she was the second class ever at that school to be bused to right. school. So Joe Biden at one point opposed busing, which people can see as him low-key being racist or right. being an ally of racist mm-hmm. or whatever. So with that being said, she was trying to get him to apologize for opposing busing back in the 60s. She was like, do you realize now that what you did back then, like, affected a lot of black people?
Right.
And it was low-key racist. And he was like, no, that's not where I was coming from. He refused to apologize.
Right.
So then she made it personal. She was like, this directly affected me.
Mm-hmm.
I was the second class at my school to be mm-hmm, integrated mm-hmm. through busing.
Right.
And I was deeply hurt by it.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of the viewers, we felt that.
Right.
You know?
I mean, at the end of the day, that was a felt moment. However, what I'm trying to make you understand about her is that...
I'm not voting for her anyways.
No. But I just want you to understand
but
something.
But I like her.
Right. I just want you to understand something, though. Because at the end of the day, what she's doing, she's trying to resonate with the black people. She's trying to make the black people feel...
How's she going to resonate with something that she already... Like, she's black.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to tell
like,
you is that she's trying to reach.
She don't have to appeal
she's
to
She's trying,
us that much.
But she has to, because at the end of the day, she has to correct. Because at the end of the day, the way you looking, you're looking like, you know, not like black like this. You're looking like black like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different situation when you're like an other. You know what I'm saying? You're still incorporated, but to me, you're still other. And right
Speaking
now,
of, they're trying to say that she's not black.
Look, I'm not even on that. I'm not
I just
even
want
on that.
People to remember,
right.
like, don't
yeah,
even
okay.
fall for that.
But that's
BS
not
either.
That's not even my shit. What my shit is the fact that right now she's trying to play on, like, you know, touch the black emotions right now. Stroke that shit, because right now the black people are for Biden, because Biden
Who
was
for
with,
Biden? Because I ain't for Biden.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is the majority. If you hear everybody,
like the older black,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everybody is for Biden at this point,
because
but
he's
at,
familiar.
But at the end of the day, with her, it's just like right now she wants to stroke that right quick, so that she can, you know, get them on her side and whatever. But at the end of the day, to me, her true nature is a moderate Democrat. The way I feel, she's only playing to a progressive movement only because of the fact that that's where the movement, that's where society is right now. And I just don't trust that shit. You know what I'm saying? And for Biden, don't nobody vote that nigga. Ever. You know what I'm saying? No. 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 You know what I'm saying? Pete, he was cute. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing. I love the way, you know, he did his thing. On the
I mean, what did you like about him? You can't just say I love the way he did it.
I'm not just thinking like he was cute. He had really good
okay,
responses.
What's one policy that he said and you was like, okay, I fuck with that?
One thing about it is, you know, especially the fact that he is a gay man, is, you know, to just definitely have to separate religion and
state.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because he completely feels like the Republicans, you know what I'm saying, they're just hypocrites, you know?
Period.
How can you call for God and this and that, whatever, this and all this Jesus and God and all this other bullshit.
But you don't want to help poor people
And then you have all this bullshit going down at the border and all this other bullshit that you guys are just sitting on your asses without making, you know what I'm saying, like moving, trying to find out some type of solution, but y'all just sitting on your asses. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys want to be in charge of, like, women's body to try to tell women that y'all can't have an abortion. Like, who the fuck... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So, what he stands for, like I said, what he had going on was cute. But, to me, Bernie Sanders is just that nigga.
He is, and he's proven himself time after
proving
time.
Time after time again.
Go back and look at his records.
Time after time again, right.
He been voting
that's
for policies
right.
that's going to progress the people.
Exactly.
So.
You know what I'm saying? So that,
I really hope he wins.
Elizabeth Warren or him, it has to be a progressive move. Like, if America would never work. It would just never work in a moderate, you know, presidency. You know what I'm saying?
No,
it's just not going
to
work.
If we're trying to get stuff done.
If we really want stuff done.
You got to be a revolution.
You guys have, and that's what, you know, Elizabeth Warren stands for. Like, she's on a structural change of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Something's broken. Something is wrong. Something is fucked up. And you have all these big banks and, you know, pharmaceutical companies and, like, all these companies that's making all this money. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so the rich is getting richer and the poor is getting poorer.
And they just leave it like that. So all I'm saying, keep it progressive, keep it Elizabeth, and keep it Bernie. All right? That's all I'm saying.
Just don't vote for Donald Trump, y'all. Speaking of, did you see that another woman has come out? She's a she was an author. Well, she is an author. She basically had, she was famous in her own right back in the 70s mm-hmm. or 80s or whatever.
E. Jean Carroll.
That's her surname. Anyway, so, of course, this is what, the 22nd person that has accused Donald Trump of rape?
Back in the 1996 at some event.
Now, sis, I believe you. Right. Because he's a disgusting person, and I believe every woman is saying he touched them
right.
or did something to them. But I'm really trying to figure out, have somebody rape you, mm-hmm. and you keep the dress for 40 years, and then wear it again.
She probably liked it.
Oh, no, but that's horrible to say. But no, but she had an interview on.
That's weird as fuck to me. Like, why the fuck do you have the shit?
You should have turned that over to the police.
You know what I'm saying? That's evidence at that point.
So she, I seen an interview with her on Good Morning America, mm-hmm. and she said something to the extent, no, it wasn't. It was with Anderson Cooper. And she said something to the extent of, I think a lot of people, when they look at rape, they think that it's like, it's sexy and it's a turn off. And Anderson Cooper was right. like, excuse me, what the fuck is you talking right. about? And he ended up going to break, and I don't know what happened after that. But it was just like, girl, what?
The thing about it is, I don't know
anybody who sees that.
No,
well, we know
I was watching this thing, and it was saying that, you know, the way Hollywood makes seem rape is very aggressive. Rape is like, I'm going to, like, take a knife and stab you if you don't give me that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
all types of shit and make it seem like it's just so pain. It's so crazy. But there's other forms of rape where it could come in a form of, like, being delicate and being, you know, all
just
types of bullshit. You know,
yes.
right. So, with her, that whole, her keeping the dress thing, that's weird as fuck. But the fact that Donald Trump was just like, oh, that shit never happened.
No, he said he didn't know her at first.
He
came out with pictures.
Right. And then he was like, I'm not attracted to her. What he said?
Yeah, he said something
like,
to
you know
like, she's not my type.
She's not my type. Like, nigga, what
so
the
if she
fuck?
Was, you would have raped her? Like, first he said you didn't know her. Now she not your type, dude.
That's funny as shit, though. Like, that's not
oh,
my type.
Oh, the real gag is she was like, he either stuck his fingers up me or his penis. I couldn't tell which one.
She
patty for that one.
She know what she was like. So my like dog like nigga, are you anybody's type? You know what I'm saying? Like money makes you look good, and it's barely at that. Like at this point, I'm questioning: do you even have money because you don't even want to turn over your tax returns? Shit.
Nah, they say he was in debt, all kind of shit. That's why he is in bed with Putin. Stupid ass. Anyway, so okay, let's play Mary Shag Kill Political Virgin.
Okay,
so,
but Shag is
Shag mean fuck.
Okay, okay.
And then Mary Kill. Okay, so Cory Booker, Beto.
Wait, are these the people that you'll be fucking or what? Or
what you gay, right?
No, what I'm saying is like it's. So, are you choosing yours right now? Just go ahead and choose yours.
Okay, so between Cory Booker, Beto, and who else?
On the first, who else was there? You see?
Let me say Biden.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, man, we're going to have to kill Biden because he old. I mean, what I'm gonna do with him? But he's funny, and
right.
he was handsome when he was younger. But some of his policies were very questionable, so he gotta die. I mean, he ready to die, right? He's close to it.
Damn, so, you know, he ready to die.
We killing Biden. And then between Beto and Cory, I think I'm going to have to marry Cory Booker. Mm-hmm. Even though they say he DL. That ain't nothing we can't work with. Right. No, I'm just playing. And then, who's the next person? Beto.
Mm-hmm. So you fuck him?
I guess. He like to jump on tables. What else can he jump on?
Jump in that pussy.
Shut up. What about you?
Those three?
Yeah.
I'm definitely killing Biden because I don't give two fucks about him. Like, you know what? I think it will be the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would have to be the... You know what? Yeah, it would have to be the same thing. No, you know what? No. I would have to fuck the black person. And then I'll marry the white person or something.
Why?
Shit, because that... You know what? No, because... Yeah, I would... You know what? Right. We'll definitely do it the other way. Same as yours.
Same as mine. Okay.
Yeah, because I would want to continue to get that black...
Oh my god.
Right.
You shit. Get too X-rated, sir.
No, I'm... But you nigga, you asked me what the fuck? Shit.
Okay, what about Kamala, Elizabeth, Warren, and Amy?
Okay, I'm definitely marrying Elizabeth.
You love that old lady.
Yeah, I love that woman. Who else? Wait, you say Amy? Bitch, I'm murdering that bitch.
You murder her?
Nah, she's gone. Like, she's gone. Okay. Like, you... She's gone. Like, she's dead. And then, I guess I fuck Kamala.
Okay.
What about you?
I have to say the women, too? I guess I would marry Kamala.
Okay.
I don't know too much about this Amy woman, but from what you said,
no, bitch,
she sounds horrible, she so she gotta die.
Right.
Oh, no, Elizabeth wouldn't be a good time. No, I'll marry her.
You'll marry Elizabeth?
Yeah.
See, that's why we're friends, because we want the same shit.
I guess Kamala, yeah, she'll have to show me a good time. Anyways, oh, wow, you got really passionate on the politics portion.
I did. Listen, because now that I'm an adult, that shit eating me up.
Yeah, and for real. It's going to affect our lives and our future.
You know, like, for real, that shit is not, it does not feel good when you see, you know, we can't even do it. We can't even do anything like we used to do. You know, like, right now,
we got to think about
that money. Like,
yeah.
Right now, like, when I get a mail in the mail, like, I'm talking about, don't give me that shit. If it's not on a regular rotation already, I don't even see it.
Wait, you seen that meme where they was like, you already know a bill didn't hit the mail when a black person opened up the mail and be like, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Right. So for me, it's just like, I don't even need to see it because what the mail is, let me tell you what the mail is. No, it's not even that. The mail is the bill that's not on rotation. Right. The bills that are on rotation are the bills that is essential for my life.
Right.
My mortgage, my light bill, my cell phone bill, you know, stuff that's definitely going towards the house and whatever, that is definitely, all that extra shit, I don't need to see it right now. I don't got the money for it right now, so that shit just need to, you know, like, hey, I'll deal with you when y'all call my phone and I'm gonna tell y'all, hey, chill out. Don't harass me for this money because I'll get it to you when I can. Like, right now, the way it is right now, it is hard out here.
Right.
They're talking about, oh, the economy is good. You know, the unemployment rate is down, whatever. Nigga, the reason why the unemployment rate is down because everybody's working two or fucking four fucking jobs.
That's what Kamala Harris was saying in the debate. She was like, Donald Trump want to keep bragging about the economy,
right,
about the stock market. And she's like, the stock market... That's, like, it's not good news except for to people who own stock.
Right.
But for the average American, you want to talk about the unemployment. You want to talk about the unemployment rate, and it's like, yeah, niggas got to work.
Right.
Period. You got to work two and three jobs. If you do work one job 40 hours a week, you're probably going to try to do some overtime or work 60 hours or whatever. You busting your ass for your money.
Let me tell you something about me.
What?
I don't give two fucks about overtime.
I don't.
Because, like, I'm
need
not
peace of mind.
I'm not gonna keep overworking myself on this shit. Like, what doesn't get paid just don't get paid.
Like, as long as it's not affecting your
right, as long as it's not affecting anything that is one of the essentials that I need. You know, I make sure I have the internet running because, you know, that's how we operate the house. So my brothers need some type of entertainment. I need some entertainment. So I got to make sure that that's where it's at, you know. But right now, all that extra shit, I don't give two fucks about.
Right.
Like, I don't give two fucks about that shit.
For real.
Okay, y'all. Thank you so much for listening.
Hit us up. That was great.